From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 30 people were killed in a suicide bombing in the Pakistani military headquarters city of Rawalpindi today. The explosion happened on the same day the Pakistani government announced multi-million dollar rewards for information leading to the capture, dead or alive, of the Pakistani Taliban leader Haqqmullah Massoud and a number of other Taliban operatives. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Marrakesh today on the final stop of a week-long tour. She will attend a development conference amongst Arab and North African nations and meet with Arab foreign ministers. NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with the secretary and has this report from Marrakesh.
Clinton has another full day of meetings, starting with a visit to the southern city of Ouarzazate for an audience with Morocco's King Mohammed VI. When she returns here to Marrakesh later in the day, she'll sit down with a number of Arab foreign ministers to discuss efforts to revive peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Clinton caused a stir over the weekend when she praised Israel's offer to slow but not stop the construction of Jewish settlements. The offer falls short of Palestinian demands to freeze all new construction of settlements as a precondition to sit down at the negotiating table. Clinton spent much of Sunday on the phone with Arab leaders. She also spent time focusing on Afghanistan as the opposition leader there, Abdullah Abdullah, pulled out of the runoff election. Clinton issued a statement saying the U.S. hopes he will stay engaged in what she calls the national dialogue. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Marrakesh.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan today. His arrival came as pressure mounted to abandon a runoff election after the pullout of incumbent President Hamid Karzai's opponent, Abdullah Abdullah. North Korea is putting pressure on the U.S. to hold direct talks at the same time as signaling it may return to stalled multilateral talks on its nuclear programs. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
A statement from a North Korean foreign ministry spokesman demanded direct talks with the U.S., saying Pyongyang would then be willing to participate in six-party talks. It warned it was time for the U.S. to make a decision on holding a face-to-face meeting, or Pyongyang would go its own way. This mention of six-party talks constitutes the strongest signal yet that North Korea might be willing to return to a format it had formally declared dead. But in a letter written in October to the United Nations, the North Korean government said dismantling its nuclear weapons would be unthinkable, even in a dream. A North Korean nuclear envoy has been visiting the U.S., and Pyongyang has invited U.S. envoy Stephen Bosworth to visit. But the State Department says no decision has yet been made. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Stock prices have been moving down around the world today after Friday's losses. Japan's Nikkei average fell 2.3%. European stocks are lower. This is NPR News. The active search for survivors of a mid-air collision between two military aircraft off the California coast has been suspended. A spokesman for the Coast Guard says there is little chance of finding survivors among the nine people aboard a Coast Guard plane and a Marine helicopter that collided on Thursday evening and plunged into the Pacific Ocean. The spokesman says the investigation into the cause of the crash has started. Some 20,000 people have fled coastal areas of Vietnam at the approach of Tropical Storm Mirene, which struck the Philippines as a typhoon. 20 people died when the typhoon hit the Philippines over the weekend. The New York Yankees defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 7-3 in Philadelphia last night to move to within one game of winning the World Series. A top of the ninth inning rally was the difference, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, and that score was 7-4.
The pattern of the game was established early. The Yankees scored two in the first inning, and the Phillies answered, eventually tying it up in the fourth. The Yankees again opened a lead, and the Phillies again answered, this time in the form of solo home runs from Chase Utley and Pedro Feliz. But when the Phillies brought in their closer Brad Lidge to pitch the ninth, the Yankees were done playing tag. Johnny Damon fouled off pitch after pitch before singling to left. He then stole second and third in one bizarre play, and Alex Rodriguez drove him home. A two-run RBI single by Jorge Posada, and the Yankees had a 7-3 lead. Yankee closer Mariano Rivera preserved that as the final score. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Philadelphia.
The next series game is tonight in Philadelphia. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.